Way News, I'm Tommy McNeil. A day after a dramatic blow-up at a White House meeting, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is now openly questioning President Trump's fitness for office. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
I actually ardently pray for the president.
A reporter said that suggests Pelosi's worried about his well-being.
I am.
And says those around him need to step in.
I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
Pelosi says the president's become too unpredictable. He abruptly left a meeting insisting he would not work with Democrats while they investigate him. Pelosi had hours earlier accused him of a cover-up, and spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says they couldn't simply meet as if nothing had happened.
The idea of that is insane, I think, to any normal person.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says media reports said between 5,000 to 10,000 U.S. troops could be sent to the Middle East to defend against a potential threat by Iran is not accurate. VOA had reported that Shanahan and the top U.S. military officer, a chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, would provide the president with a wide range of options on Thursday in response to rising tensions in the Middle East, including possibly sending thousands more U.S. troops to the region. Shanahan confirmed this ahead of his presidential briefing at the White House, telling reporters he was considering deploying more U.S. forces. Central Africa Republic President Faustine Orokanje Touadera is blaming the militia group known as 3R for Tuesday's massacre of more than 50 people in a town near the border with Chad. He's also observing 3 days of official mourning and called on the nation to mourn a 77-year-old nun whose decapitated body was found in southwestern Car. UN peacekeepers have stepped up patrols in the area around the northwestern town. This is VOA News.